was it a very big town here?
It was an army post. I can remember the army post. Mm-hmm. Fort Chaffee is just right on the other side of Barling. It's probably 4 to 5 miles away mm-hmm. from town. And that's the main thing I can remember about yeah. the downtown area yeah. and everything. When I was small, it was always, you know, you always saw soldiers and mm-hmm. Dressed in their uniforms and everything.
Well, yeah, because now it's like 65,000.
It was about 65,000 then, including the yeah. army families and everything. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now there are no army families, and it's 65 to 66,000, somewhere around in there. I was commenting the other day. I said, "Well, talking about the terrible traffic jams, you know, now yeah. on some of the streets and everything." Mm-hmm. And I asked the guy. I said, "Well, what'd they do back then when the army post mm-hmm. was here?" I said, "There's 65 or 70,000 people." Mm-hmm. And they said, "Yeah, but not all of them had cars."
Yeah,
I'm thinking true. Back of my day in the service, I can remember I didn't have a car no, for a long time.
That's right. Nothing to buy a car with. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I knew that when the army post pulled out, it seems vaguely I remember that the people thought that it would just be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I remember hearing
something like that. The income the payroll that the Army brought in to Fort Smith, everybody, well, I'm sure the restaurant business and the hotels and motels and things like that did suffer for a while, but mm-hmm. Not such anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something else about when you were hitting the one that you, now you probably you can't remember the house that you said you moved until you were three, I think
right.
it was, you lived downtown,
right.
so you could possibly remember that.
Yes,
and
I
did.
Do. I remember parts of that house.
Do you?
Yes, I certainly do.
Wow. Well, was it an old house?
Yeah, it was an
yeah.
old house with a high ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Like, how high was the ceiling?
Oh, they were probably 10 to 12 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like some of the typical old houses that
yeah.
you go into downtown.
Did you have a lot of rooms?
A lot of small rooms, if I remember. Well, not a whole lot of rooms. It probably had five room house, but they were
what
smaller.
Rooms, what would they be? What rooms would it be?
There was a living room
mm-hmm.
and a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I think the dining area was in the corner of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I can't remember that part. The main part I can remember is the back porch, breezeway kitchen area, and the
mm-hmm.
in the room I used to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a small square-like bedroom, and I remember laying in my crib at night. I still slept in a baby bed up
mm-hmm.
until that time. We had Venetian blinds on the windows, and as a car would come by, even if the Venetian blinds were closed, it would shine a Venetian blind pattern on the wall, and as it go past, it would go across the wall, and I would lay there and look at it.
Maybe you could remember
and
that when you were looking.
I can remember that, and there was a tree out in the front yard, and every time my sister didn't want me hanging around, she's 4 years older than I am,
mm-hmm.
and I'd tag along behind her naturally, and every time she didn't want me around, she'd stick me up. They had a fork in the tree about 3.5 to 4 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about 3 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd pick me up and stick me in this fork, and I was afraid to get down, and she'd run off and leave me there, and I'd sit there in the fork of that tree for an hour or so crying, you know, until mother or somebody came out and took me in.
Oh, gosh. And you were just 3 when you moved, and yet you can remember that.
Yeah, and I can remember there was a church right next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the church now. It was directly behind the telephone company, and the church is still there, and the telephone company is still there, but the houses are long since gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They had a colored custodian that took care of the yard and the grounds of the church, and his name was Jed. And I used to have a little toy lawnmower,
mm-hmm.
and I'd follow Jed around that yard, pushing that lawnmower. He'd be cutting the grass, and I'd be helping him, you know, cut the grass. And even up until the time I was 14 or 15, I'd still see Jed every now and then down at a certain grocery store.
Uh-huh.
A friend of the family owned them,
yes.
and we used to go down there sometimes. And he'd remember me, and I'd remember him, and he really took up for me one day. I busted the window in one of the churches with a croquet ball.
Oh,
and,
no.
He told him no problem. He did it in a rock out of the lawnmower and all this kind of stuff, so... He was, I thought he hung the moon.
I can't believe, you have really remarkable memories. You can remember stuff like that. I don't remember you that way. That's really funny.